All programming Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by the Vanover Square Apartments. Address 465 Merchant Avenue. Telephone number 740-389-3462.
Adam left. Love the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Yes, as the rain begins to fall here in Marion, Ohio, I take the studio in the nice dry room at 5590 Center Street with the Thursday edition of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show live from Marion. Also live via the internet. You can watch my video on Facebook by... Well, if you're not already a Facebook friend of mine, that's okay. Become my friend. Search for Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. In addition, you can, of course, listen through TuneIn, a free app for Android and iPhone. If you're not already a TuneIn tuner-inner, is that a word? Well, if it isn't, that's okay. We'll make it up. A TuneIn tuner-inner. Just download the app from the App Store or the Play Store. Look for WWGH 107.1 and go ahead and click on the little triangle thingy to listen online and the heart to make us a favorite, a bookmarked station. And you can listen on demand, whether you are in Marion or somewhere across the world, because that's how we roll. If you are local, that's great. 107.1 on your FM dial. Nice, clear signal in stereo for your listening enjoyment. Great programming coming up later today. Scott will be talking to his celebrity guests coming up afternoon. We'll talk about that later in the show. And following me at about 12, 13 minutes after 10 in the a.m. is our local broadcasting legend, Charlie Evers, with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. This gentleman talks about anything and everything, gives away prizes, and like any show on WWGH, always a surprise or two. Of course, I'm also broadcasting the show on live Facebook video. So again, if you are a friend of mine, Adam Lepp in Ohio, Adam the Computer Guy, watch the video. Feel free to leave a comment, question, suggestion, complaint, other type of insight in the comment section of the video. Or best yet, just give me a call. We can talk about the technology topic of your choice or something that has a technology slant, maybe how sports and technology intermingle. In the NFL, broadcasting on Twitter, many baseball players talking on Twitter, as well as indicating their opinions of their salary, other players' salary, or, of course, maybe a team they were traded to. Of course, politics and Twitter. We wish a belated happy birthday to the President Donald, who turned 71 yesterday. And, of course, he is the president who certainly has used social media more than anybody, but of course, every day social media becomes a bigger presence in our life. He is our oldest elected president to take office. But again, he does seem a little bit younger because of his usage of social media, especially his Twitter account. And maybe you want to talk about that. In 2017, we find social media and, again, the general use of electronic communication having a bigger impact on our lives almost every day. Want to thank Zach from the Queen City of Cincinnati, a frequent watcher of my video and listener to the show. He's called a couple times. Zach, feel free to call again. He's a big sports fan. He also umpires in Cincinnati. Maybe he'd like to talk about the influence of electronic communication and computers on the great world of sports. Like myself, he's a big Reds fan and also a fan of Brandon Phillips, who used to play for the Reds, and he now plays for Atlanta. He's from the Atlanta area. Of course, he tweets a lot, a bit like the Donald. He is a frequent tweeter. And because of that, maybe his influence on the sports world that would be a good topic. Again, feel free to chime in. We take calls about anything related to technology or something where technology has an effect of some kind on the world around us. Again, my name is Adam Lepp. I'm here with the Thursday. Goodness sakes, time goes very quickly, doesn't it? The Thursday edition of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice weekly feature here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and again, broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet anywhere in the great world or probably anywhere in the universe. As long as you have an internet connection on your tablet, smartphone that isn't quite that smart, or of course your just old-fashioned, wonderful, regular computer device, you can listen online at our website, WWGH1071.com, or again, as I mentioned, download the free TuneIn app for Apple and Android, and listen anytime you wish. Cool stuff. We combine the wonders of technology with, of course, the great communication forum called Talk Radio. Let's see here. What is going on in the technology news realm? If you've not been sleeping under a rock lately, you probably know that IKEA, a very, very popular retailer, that's what I wanted to say, based in Sweden, recently opened a store just to the south of us in Columbus in southern Delaware County, near the Polaris-Gemini interchange. And, of course, a lot of people love IKEA. Personally, I think that, because I'm in that area a lot, the store really didn't get as much traffic or foot didn't get as much traffic with respect to cars or foot traffic, people walking in and out, as was expected. I've driven in the area, and honestly, the traffic was better than it was before the store opened because I think people are avoiding the area, which is interesting and somewhat ironic. But I'm sure IKEA will remain popular. We have a store in the Cincinnati area also. Of course, like any big retailer, not only do they sell things with the old-fashioned brick-and-mortar store, but they sell things online. And certainly with some kinds of products, you want to see them and touch them. I personally can't buy a pair of shoes or a shirt unless I've tried it on, as I'm very picky. About some furniture items, especially with IKEA and the fact that you have to assemble these items, perhaps buying them online is the way to go. If you don't want to fight traffic or drive to the store, or you want to shop at 3 o'clock in the morning. IKEA has embarked on a series of retail experiments and technological innovations, which it hopes will keep shoppers coming back. I want to thank a local person, Andy, for watching my video. Yes, he's right here in Marion. He helps out at the fair and helped out with the Blue Racers, which used to play at the fairgrounds in Marion. So thank you, Andy, for watching. And, of course, Zach from Cincinnati for also tuning in my live video. Guys, feel free to call again. Questions, comments, suggestions, complaints, always welcome. Anyway, we were talking about some retail experimentation that IKEA, and recently having opened a large store just north of Columbus, not about 45 minutes from here or so. This emphasis on experimentation comes as many retailers come under a lot of pressure from Amazon and other places that have large presences through online shopping. I mean, pretty much you can buy almost anything from Amazon, and they certainly have caused, well, unfortunately, the death and decline of many retailers. And unfortunately, we lost the Sears store here in Marion recently. And do I think that Amazon contributed to that? Well, certainly. Unfortunately, Sears and Kmart aren't the empires that they were 30, 40 years ago. They're still around, but we have Elder Beerman and certainly Walmart, etc. But I always like going to Sears and Penny's and what was Lazarus. It's now Macy's with my parents and family. So Amazon does many great things, things you can buy at a better price that you can't get, even in a huge city. And, of course, delivered to your door. But, again, that's at the expense of the loss and decline of some of the classic retailers like Sears and Penny's, etc., that we've all enjoyed shopping at, or at least browsing at. Zach, my online friend from Cincinnati, who's watching the video, has indicated that he'd like to, and I've said the same thing online, he'd like to see Harry and Harry Yeprem, who recently, who frequently, not recently, frequently calls the show. In fact, he was live in the studio about a year ago, and we talk online a lot. Zach, as well as myself, would like to see Harry wearing a romper. And yes, I would like to see Harry wearing a romper also. So if Harry's listening, maybe he'd like to talk about that, because I'll personally pay for that piece of garmentry just to see him post those photos. And so, cool stuff we can do here on the air. Interact with listeners through my live video. I know my hair looks horrible, but, you know, it is raining a little bit outside. I'm not really a 9 a.m. person anyway, but coffee tends to help. So I apologize if I look like something the cat dragged in. But as they say, with radio, no one really has to know what you look like. And if you don't look very good a particular day, that's okay, because it's the voice they're paying attention to anyway. Speaking about IKEA, and again, their retail experimentation, Michael Valtzgaard, he is their head of digital transformation at IKEA. He said, "We understand that the world is changing and customer expectations are changing, and we want to continue being relevant. We're trying to do as many things as possible to see what works. It's like the more the merrier." And that's the thinking behind one of IKEA's key initiatives. A pilot program set to launch in 2018 will allow them to sell their furniture via third-party websites. So again, IKEA, you pretty much have to go to the store or buy on their website. Now they're going to work with some third-party vendors. IKEA and Apple. Now, there's an interesting combination, right? You get your Apple computer or tablet or what have you, and you use the IKEA furniture to sit down and use that device. Well, they are planning an augmented reality app which lets customers, quote, visualize what IKEA products will look like in their own homes before buying the products. So again, wouldn't you love to see, for example, what Harry or me or someone else might look like in a romper? Well, augmented reality could do that, but we're talking here about Apple developing some fancy-dancy technology that'll show what this IKEA product will look like in your home with maybe an Apple or maybe even a competing computer, maybe an HP or a Lenovo or some other brand that's not Apple sitting there plumped on the desk. Now, this virtual... This augmented reality app, which will be released in a few months, would let shoppers virtually preview IKEA furniture in 3D in their homes before committing to a purchase. Now, there's a gentleman that works there, Michael Valtzgaard. He's the head of digital transformation at IKEA. He said customers will initially be able to preview about 500 to 600 items through the app, and new ranges will be added over time. IKEA has been encouraging shoppers for the last 4 months to test a new in-store virtual reality app, which lets people explore an IKEA kitchen and cook virtual pancakes. I like pancakes, so cooking virtual pancakes sounds like it might be very good for my waistline. You know, not real pancakes, but I guess you can pretend. Anders Grofström. Don't you love all these Swedish names? Anders Grofström. That's a great name. Anyway, Anders, I assume that's a male. You can't always tell with some of these more exotic names, but I would say it's probably a male. Anyway, Anders Grofström, a member of the IKEA kitchen team, said, "Buying a new kitchen is often a big investment, and we want our customers to feel confident about their purchase. We believe in virtual reality as one of several tools that will support people in realizing their home furnishing dreams." Now, the virtual reality experience is available in 4 locations. IKEA started opening smaller outlets, which are closer to downtowns, a couple years ago. There are now 44 of these stores. Now, they're roughly 1/10 the size of the typical IKEA. So the one in Columbus certainly wouldn't count. That's one of the big ones. And these smaller outlets are in the UK, Canada, Norway, Italy, Japan, and China. What customers can do is they can place orders online and then collect their items from local stores with less hassle. A spokesperson said, "For most consumers, the nearest IKEA store is too far away, and we are developing the concept to enable more people to reach the IKEA range." IKEA has tested dozens of temporary pop-up stores to promote its kitchen and bedroom lines of products. IKEA's Dining Club pop-up restaurant appeared in London late last year and encouraged visitors to use IKEA products to test their own meals for friends. Another pop-up featuring IKEA bedroom furniture encouraged visitors to come in for breakfast in bed treats. The company denied rumors that it planned to launch standalone IKEA restaurants to sell its popular Swedish meatballs. You'll have to keep going to the big stores for those delicacies. So, if you've been to the IKEA store in Columbus or been to the one in the Cincinnati area, I've been to the Cincinnati store a couple times. I've not been to the Columbus one yet, but I'm sure I'll be attending sometime soon. What do you think about this augmented reality thing that they're working on? And what do you think about bringing a big box retailer like IKEA to central mid-Ohio? And how will it affect the retail landscape? Will it maybe cause other stores to suffer financially or even have to close? Or will it help retail? How does their online presence, how does their tweeting affect that? Hey, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, comment on my live video through the stations, Facebook, WWGH 107.1, or, of course, me, Adam Leppin, Ohio, Adam the Computer Guy. Last but not least, you know, not just Hillary has a private email server, but we have one. We have one also. In fact, I'm the person who runs it, who maintains it, and, you know, is in charge of the passwords and all that good stuff. And unlike Hillary, we don't delete the emails. We actually read every single one of them. So I'd love to get an email from you. Communicate that way. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Email me about anything you like, even just to say hi. That's always appreciated. A little rain off and on here in Marion, but I think we need it. Almost 30 minutes after 9 in the a.m. on June 15th. We also commemorate a couple sad anniversaries. We lost, 3 years ago, we lost one of my idols. Almost anybody in broadcasting would consider Casey Kasem an idol, myself included. And we lost him 3 years ago. Very, very sad. Also, speaking of Southwest Ohio, 7 years ago, lightning struck the famous Touchdown Jesus statue in Southwest Ohio, and it burnt. It has been rebuilt with a lightning rod. Again, sad event, but it has been rebuilt, and whenever I travel to that area, I just love to look at that statue. It is very cool. Just a couple notes, historical notes, affecting, I think, me and many people. Again, feel free to talk about it as social media. Has the advent of electronic communication affected any of those events or any of the events currently going on in the world? Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy, with the Thursday edition of my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio, and, of course, broadcasting online over the Internet at WWGH1071.com. Business news and technology. Of course, many things going on. E-commerce and IKEA, certainly big items. But what about Yahoo? Remember, they were the biggest search engine 20, 25 years ago before Google, etc. Remember some other ones, Excite, WebCrawler? Well, they're around in some fashion, but Yahoo certainly is not the company it was, but it's still certainly used. And I use Yahoo, but Google pretty much is the ruling search engine, not to mention an email provider and bunch of other things. Verizon, they're a conglomerate of some companies that merged many years ago. They have officially completed their deal to acquire Yahoo's core internet assets for about $4.5 billion after months of uncertainty about the deal, and that was announced Tuesday. So a recent business news in the technology world. Yahoo's CEO, Marissa Mayer, is resigning from Yahoo. She'll receive a very large severance package. Now, I often talk about the fact that radio is a very rewarding field and fun, but you're not going to get rich doing it. Well, Marissa Mayer, the now former CEO of Yahoo, she can retire and move to the beach because she is getting a $23 million severance package. That's very nice. In radio, you're lucky to get $23 as a severance package. She wrote in an email to Yahoo, "Given the inherent changes to my role. I'll be leaving the company. However, I want all of you to know that I'm brimming with nostalgia, gratitude, and optimism. And again, she's brimming with money because she's getting a $23 million severance package. Verizon said, "We wish Marissa Mayer well in her future endeavors. I think she's done a good job as CEO in a very tricky business. Again, she can't control everything that Yahoo does versus their competitors like Google, and certainly has a say in the acquisition. But again, $23 million severance, that's a bit generous if you want my opinion. What remains of Yahoo will be renamed as Altaba Incorporated, Altaba. It will effectively serve as a holding company for Yahoo's large stake in Alibaba, which is an e-commerce company based in China. It's very popular in Asia, but it's used here in the States also. Now, the deal is close. The deal's close comes about a year after the acquisition was first announced. Now, the acquisition was thrown into doubt after Yahoo disclosed two massive security breaches affecting over a billion users. Yahoo eventually agreed to move forward after cutting the price tag by $350 million and requiring Yahoo to split the cost of any legal liabilities resulting from these security breaches. Now, this acquisition marks the end of a long era for a very iconic company. Again, when I first started using the internet in the mid-90s, Yahoo, well, people would say, what is Yahoo? It's the yellow pages of the internet. Google wasn't around. Facebook wasn't around. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg was probably in middle school. And we're talking 22 years ago, and he's like 32, 33. So Yahoo was it. And again, they're still around, but not, we talked about Sears and Penney's, not what they were 20 years ago. Well, Yahoo's not what they were 20 or 30 years ago either. Now, originally, again, if you're an old-timer like me, an old-timer means you used the internet in the 90s or previously, so you don't really have to be that old to be an old-timer. Anyway, Yahoo originally offered a directory of websites to guide users through the new world of the internet. It was almost synonymous with the internet itself for much of the 1990s, according to CNN, with a market value that was over $100 billion. Around the dot-com boom. Now, for the majority of its existence, Yahoo struggled to find relevance. It shuffled through many CEOs. It struggled with whether to be a media or technology company and bet big on acquisitions like GeoCities. Remember GeoCities? It was kind of like MySpace almost, let you make your own website with templates, and if you remember that at all. Anyway, they bet big on acquisitions like GeoCities while passing up a chance to buy Facebook. So me and Nick from Eastern Wales, my frequent visitor on the show, he might even be on a little bit later. He's doing some work there at his office in the UK. He may be on later, though, for a few minutes. We've talked about how Yahoo, again, had a chance to buy Facebook and they passed, and I'm sure they're kicking themselves for that. Now, under the now exiting CEO, Marissa Mayer, Yahoo made one last push to prove it could be more than a fading internet pioneer. With her guidance, they acquired dozens of startups for talent to compete with mobile apps. Marissa Mayer, again, their exiting CEO of Yahoo, also hired big-name media personalities like Katie Couric and acquired Tumblr to reach a younger demographic. But these expensive efforts did little to turn around Yahoo's business. Tapan Bhatt, a former senior VP at Yahoo, said, I'm really sad to see the end of Yahoo as an independent company. The turmoil of the last few years has obscured the value that Yahoo provided from the earliest days of the web to the latter part of the first decade of the 2000s. Now, Yahoo's heyday is obviously over. But again, they're still around. I don't think they're going anywhere. Insiders take solace knowing that Yahoo alumni remain a force in defining the internet. Yahoo alumni call themselves Yahoos, and they have founded or run a long list of businesses, including WhatsApp and LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn being a social media system, kind of like Facebook. It's a little more seriously oriented toward business, toward finding jobs, finding employees. Again, less on pictures of your cat or your grandchildren and more on finding a job or posting work accomplishments. You know, it's not anything near what Facebook is, but it's certainly used, and I use it myself, and people use it to find jobs. Anyway, Dan Rosenzweig, chairman and CEO of Chegg, and a former chief operating officer at Yahoo, said, "They're all around us in Silicon Valley and around the globe. They're continuing to create, define, and build upon the digital lifestyle that Yahoo was once synonymous with." So, rumblings there at Yahoo. Let me know what you think. Yahoo no longer being an independent company, that Verizon now owns Yahoo. What is your opinion? 740-383-9944. That's the number in the studio. I'd love to hear from you. Again, my name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. And my website, if you'd like to find out more about me, is adamthecomputerguy.com. And of course, you can always email me. Again, we have a private email server, just like Hillary Clinton. But as I said, we don't delete emails. We read every single one of them. Adam at WWGH1071.com. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to the GIF, the Graphic Interchange Format, also previously called the CompuServe GIF. Remember CompuServe? They were in Columbus, and they are now part of AOL. Well, the GIF format, a graphical format that can also be used for animations. It's getting a bit of a resurge with Facebook GIFs. 30 today. So the GIF is 30, which means that it was introduced in 1987. So happy birthday. Pretty good. Never know what might be a milestone for a technological item. And we discuss that stuff here on the Adam the Computer Guy show, broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 9:13 a.m. and 10 Eastern Time, live here from the studio at 5590 Center Street in Marion. Feel free to give me a call. Love to talk to you. Any technology topic is welcome. Again, maybe about Yahoo becoming part of Verizon. Maybe about IKEA and their augmented reality. And again, maybe about our president, who celebrated birthday number 71 yesterday. And again, tweeting. He tweets a lot. He does seem younger. He is the oldest president, again, taking office ever. But he seems younger because of his use of social media. And maybe his lovely 40, I think she's about 45, his lovely 45-year-old wife. Maybe that's part of it also. We can talk about that. Again, talk about sports and social media, baseball players tweeting, using Facebook, again, interacting with fans through social media. Always great topics of conversation. Don't be afraid to call. I don't bite. 740-383-9944. What's going on at the well-known ride-sharing company, taxi alternative Uber? They always have some things up their sleeve. Germany's Daimler, which makes Mercedes cars, is putting money into Careem. That is a Dubai-based ride-hailing app and Uber's biggest competitor in the region. Now, the investment amount wasn't disclosed, but it formed part of a $1.5 billion fundraising round. Earlier this year, we talked about this on a previous show, Daimler partnered with Uber to operate self-driving cars on the app's network. Travis Kalanick, Uber's CEO and co-founder, stepped aside indefinitely earlier this week, and at the time said that working with Daimler was crucial for the company's future. Uber has been hit by a series of public relations crises and an executive exodus in recent months, according to CNN. And this cast doubt on the $68 billion startup's leadership and momentum. In fact, check this out. Uber currently has no chief operating officer, no chief financial officer, and no president. And last week, Uber fired 20 employees after an investigation into sexual harassment and workplace culture. So a few things going on. You think Uber was a huge company, and they are, and they have a big influence, and I think they've personally taken a lot of drunk drivers off the road, which is a very positive step. But they've got some troubles at the top. No one's really in charge over there. with Travis Kalanick, their CEO, having temporarily stepped down. What do you think about that? Are you an Uber or Lyft user, and does that affect your opinion of the company, or maybe might you go back to paying three times as much for a regular taxi cab? That would certainly be an interesting topic to discuss. Feel free, again, to leave a comment on my live Facebook video, or, of course, a comment on the radio station's Facebook page, or better yet, just give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That is the telephone. That is the telephone number. Current time here at the studio, 9:43 in the a.m., 17 minutes before 10. You're listening to me, Adam Lepp, the computer guy, with the Thursday edition of my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH. So I often talk about the fact that I like to go to the gym to exercise, use my muscles, and try to stay in shape. As you know, I'm no spring chicken, but I like to think that I'm 20, 30 years younger than I really am. I don't personally do yoga, as I'm certainly too clumsy to, and I'm probably too old, and I don't wear yoga pants. But if you do wear yoga pants and you do yoga, this might be of interest to you. Billy Whitehouse, and she is known, Billy Whitehouse, well, that's not anything to do with the president or the residents in D.C. Billy Whitehouse is a female person, and she is known for pushing boundaries with fashion and technology. Her company is called Wearable X. It designed Fundawear. So what is Fundawear? It's a cool name. It is vibrating underwear for couples in long-distance relationships that can be controlled by smartphones. It also created the Fan Jersey, a shirt that uses haptic vibration so sports fans can, quote, feel players' emotions during a game. But these were prototypes. Her first product that's available for people to use and purchase are Natty X yoga pants. Now, these yoga pants have five sensors sewn in to help the wearer improve form for 30 different yoga poses. Once in a pose, the sensors vibrate in specific ways to tell you how to adjust your hips, knees, or ankles. For downward dog, for example, the pulses guide a person to ground the ankle and lift the knee. Now, while, again, the inventor, Billy Whitehouse, that's her name, she is careful not to say that the pants help, quote, correct a yoga pose, they can sense if a person's pose is way out of whack. She said the point of the product is not to say that there is a right and a wrong pose. It isn't black and white. This is just about highlighting those micro muscles that you could be thinking about, that you don't even know exist. Now, Whitehouse says the pulses are intuitive, but overthinkers could find themselves questioning what the vibrations are trying to tell them. Unlike the majority of wearable fitness items out there, Natty X, which is the name of these smart yoga pants, is not intended to gather feedback about steps, calories, or heart rate. That is representative of how Billy Whitehouse, again the inventor, and Ben Moir, the co-founder and chief technology officer at Wearable X, and then that's her company, how they view the products and the projects that they work on. He said wearable tech needs to take a back seat and let us live our lives. He sees current wearable technology as largely in a primitive stage. Now, both of these people at this wearable technology company, and they're from Australia, but based in New York City, want to create products that are less about quantifying the body and are more empathetic. They've been working for 2 years to bring these smart yoga pants, again called Natty X, to life. Putting electronics into garments is still so new and so difficult, according to the company. Yoga pants get stretched, get sweat in, the sensors had to be invisible, and the pants had to not be a tech-looking product. That's kind of an engineer's nightmare. So smart clothing. We've talked about that on a few shows. What do you think? I would love to hear from you. Again, the telephone number here in the studio is 740-383-9944. 740-383-WWGH. I'd love to hear from you. Current time, about 12 minutes before 10 in the a.m. on the Talking Place, WWGH 107.1, on your FM dial in and around the Marion, Ohio area, or, of course, broadcasting online by the power and the magic of the Internet at WWGH1071.com. Again, I invite you to visit our website. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, hold on. I'm beeping my own horn. Why am I tooting my own horn, you might ask, when I said website? Well, the reason is that my company, which is called Adam Media, you know, Adam and Media put together, that's kind of cool. We are the company that hosts and maintains and otherwise takes care of the famous website, WWGH1071.com. And why is it such a wonderful website, you might ask? Well, the reason is that you can find out about me and Charlie and Scott and our other hosts and hostesses. You can, of course, click a button to listen to the station online. And, of course, you can also listen to pretty much every show that we broadcast on the station since January of 2016, just by going to the show archives section. Scott, myself, and Charlie have our own sections because we've had so many shows, but you'll figure it out. Visit the website. Let me know what you think, because, again, I am the horn tutor because I'm the company that takes care of the site, WWGH1071.com. We talk about self-driving cars sometimes during a test drive near Ford's Michigan headquarters. Their team noticed something strange with their self-driving cars. Each car shifted slightly at the same point in the lane, quote, as if they were avoiding a pothole. And that came from Jim McBride, Ford's senior technical leader for autonomous cars. Now, the problem was not the cars. It was the maps. The team had just updated its 3D map of the test route, which helps guide self-driving cars. But a minor glitch caused one pixel on the map, one pixel, to have the wrong data value. It told the car a spot in the ground was raised 10 inches when it was actually perfectly level. The new map looked perfect to the human eye. Again, according to Jim McBride, Ford's senior technical leader for autonomous cars. He said, but not to the eye of a self-driving car. A single incorrect pixel was enough to throw off the cars. So this minuscule item, a single pixel, made the autonomous car, think that there was a 10-inch, there was a spot in the ground that was raised 10 inches. And some of the problems with self-driving cars, they are great and interesting, but they don't have the human eye or human brain. They have a computer, and computers are not infallible. The power of that tiny mapping glitch, which happened a few years ago, highlights the newfound importance of a product many consumers likely take for granted. Now, for much of the last few years, digital maps have helped people pull up basic directions while walking and driving. But technology and automobile companies are investing in a new generation of maps for a much more demanding audience, which would be, again, the autonomous or self-driving cars. These maps, often referred to as HD or high-definition maps, go far beyond basic turn-by-turn directions. Some incorporate continuously updating data on lane markings, as well as street signs, traffic signals, potholes, and even the height of a curb. Often that's often to the nearest centimeter. Now, the maps help the car place itself in the world with a greater degree of accuracy, augmenting the sensors in the vehicle. For example, for example, Jim McBride, again, we're talking about his assessment of this issue. He is Ford's senior technical leader for autonomous cars. He said that maps can guide cars when the lane markings are covered by snow or a truck is blocking the car's view of a traffic signal. It can also free up car sensors to focus on detecting objects not included on the map. For example, pedestrians. Now, maps may not get as much attention as videos of self-driving cars on the road, or the laser sensors at the heart of a blockbuster lawsuit between Uber and Google. But they are a key piece of the puzzle under the hood. Maps could help ensure safer deployment of self-driving cars in the next few years. And they may just have the potential to create a new billion-dollar industry. John Rostevsky, a former VP at Here. Here is a mapping business once owned by Nokia, which offers high-definition HD maps. He said, if you have an autonomous car, then the map is not going to be an optional feature. It's going to be a core component of the vehicle that will produce ongoing revenue. Unlike traditional navigation systems sold by companies like TomTom, high-definition maps may need to be updated as much as daily for certain regions. For example, a busy city street that goes through construction and pedestrian areas might need more frequent data than a long, uninterrupted freeway. Now, he said that that opens up the possibility of a subscription model, which could one day bring in billions of dollars for mapping companies. Now, the race to build up this next generation of maps is only getting more crowded. Google, Uber, Ford, and many others are each working to collect data for high-definition maps with sensors in their autonomous cars. We've discussed Waymo, that is Google's self-driving car division. Their staff members parse out the data collected to identify objects like driveways and fire hydrants. These cars then, quote, automatically send reports back to our car mapping team whenever they detect changes like construction. But this approach is difficult even for companies with a strong bench of technical talent. Brian McClendon, he is Uber's previous vice president of maps. He's also worked on Google Maps. He said if you thought creating regular maps for Google was hard, creating self-driving maps is much, much harder. The amount of data involved is huge. The precision required is very hard as well. A number of automakers, including Volkswagen and General Motors, have opted to lean more on third-party services to get their maps off the ground. So what do you think about this? HD maps and Uber and self-driving cars, and how's that in the mix? And again, you like me, don't really like the idea of having a computer drive your car, but would certainly find the whole idea to be intriguing, to say the least. Number here in the studio is 740-383-9944. I would just love to hear from you. 4 minutes about before 10 o'clock in the a.m. on a somewhat rainy, but I think the rain has stopped for the time being, at least here on the east side of Marion, WWGH Radio, the talking place, and our website, WWGH1071.com. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, winding down my show, thanking you so much for listening. As you probably know, we are owned by Marion Midget Football. In fact, Scott Spears, our program manager, who will be on the air in a couple hours or so, he is the president of Marion Midget Football. We'll just call him President Scott, because President Donald sounds kind of cool, because the president of the U.S., his name is Donald. President Scott doesn't have quite the poetic tone to it, but I guess that's okay. Anyway, he'd like for everybody to know that Marion Midget Football is celebrating 45 years. Now, Scott's not 45, he's younger. But he's not been the president the whole time, but he's the current sitting president anyway. And registration will take place at Lincoln Park tonight between 5:30 and 7. Also will take place next Wednesday and Thursday, June 27th, 28th, and 29th. Again, Lincoln Park, 5:30 to 7. for tackle football and cheerleading for people much younger than myself, 8 to 12 years old. $30 fee, birth certificate required. King and queen signups are for all ages, a $10 fee. So Mary and Midget football getting underway. Cool stuff that we're involved in here at the radio station. Also like to let you know that we are the only radio station in Marion airing a complete obituary report. That's hard to say, obituary report. Got it. Every day at approximately 8:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m., 4:10 p.m., and also at 12:10 in the p.m. And if you didn't already know, I'm the person who voices the obituaries, produces them, and takes care of that. We do value local news here at the station. You're welcome to email us with any news stories or news tips, which we'll include at the top of the hour. You can email Scott at WWGH1071.com, or you can even email me, Adam at WWGH1071.com. Talked earlier that Scott will be having some celebrity guests coming up at about 12, 13 minutes after noon today, so not long for that to happen. Of course, Scott is not one to shy away from having interesting, famous, and otherwise important people, people much more importanter, that's not a word, more important than myself. So you might ask, well, whom will Scott be speaking with today? Well, if you're a Three Stooges fan, Mo Howard would be 120. His grandson, Larry Fine's grandson, Eric Lamond, and Moe's daughter, Joan Maurer, will be on with Scott. Again, relatives of the original Three Stooges, on with Scott, approximately 12, 13 minutes after noon today on the show called Now. Don't want to miss it. Interesting stuff here today and every day on The Talking Place, WWGH. Adam Lepp wrapping up the show, thanking you so much for listening. Stay dry out there, expecting a little more rain, maybe some thunder boomers. So stay inside, crank the radio, make the coffee. We will not disappoint you. Coming up next, our local radio legend, Mr. Charlie Evers with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. He can talk about anything and everything related to Mid and Central Ohio, and he gives away prizes to restaurants, events, and who knows what else. Top of the hour at 10 a.m., we have news and features, obituaries, messages from our valued sponsors, underwriters, and supporters. News with Scott, and like anything that we do here on WWGH, always a surprise or two. Again, to find out more about me, please visit my website, adamthecomputerguy.com. Adam Lepp, thanking you for listening. Have a great day.